WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop. On Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Before the end of this week begins another major street widening project in College Station. City Council and School Board at their last meetings approved separate contracts making Greens Prairie Trail a four-lane between Welburn and Reuter Roads.
It's a four-lane divided section, all concrete.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the council the construction is timed with the completion of the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School. CSISD's Facilities Director John Hall told the school board the district is paying nearly 10% of the more than $5 million project.
The school district works with the City of College Station to analyze the traffic infrastructure around that area, especially on how we impact that, how many vehicles we're going to be introducing to the area when we open up the school.
When construction begins, there will be a work zone speed limit of 25 miles per hour. Weather permitting, completion is expected next July. A special meeting of the Bryan School Board has been called for Wednesday evening. Board President Doug Wannenberger says they will be talking about the superintendent's contract.
Well, we've posted an agenda item that is in regard to personnel matters, about which I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Wannenberger says the board will meet in executive session with the district's lawyer and will take no action when they're done talking behind closed doors. Superintendent Tommy Wallace has not responded to requests for comment. Dr. Wannenberger says Wallace has not been suspended or terminated. Wallace's contract runs through June 30th of 2019 after it was extended by the board in March. The College Station City Council discussed three ideas, then had two votes on how to implement new water and wastewater impact fees on new development. Julie Schultz wanted to give developers 3 years to pay the fees.
But if we do the concrete pavements requirements and we do this, I think we are putting a little more burden on that segment of the population.
The 4-3 majority vote to phase in additional costs over a 2-year period. The council starts final discussions on a transportation impact fee next month, followed by a public hearing in November. The College Station City Council has agreed to settle a lawsuit out of court. Blanche Brick read the motion following an executive session.
In an amount not to exceed $215,000 and to execute a settlement and release containing terms as are customarily contained in settlement agreements.
There was no further statement from the city, and online court records do not indicate whether the plaintiff has agreed to the settlement. Conrad Julio originally sought damages of almost $306,000 after the vehicle he was driving was rear-ended by what he described as a city boom truck headed to the dump with a full load. Julio says he was stopped on Highway 30 in March of 2014 due to a vehicle fire ahead of him. He was previously paid more than $14,000 to repair his vehicle. WTAW news time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 73 degrees. The text line is open. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Howdy, I'm Robert Collins with Texas Country Catering, and my family and I have been cooking up awesome food for the Brazos Valley for over 25 years, and we would love to treat you and your guests to a great home-cooked meal for your next event. We serve a large variety of foods from chicken fried steak to hand-cut ribeyes and mesquite-cooked barbecue, plus fresh vegetables and homemade desserts. Check us out on our website at texascountrycatering.com or give us a call at 979-218-3628. That's 979-218-3628.
Good morning, 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of clouds around for today, passing showers and thunderstorms, high temperature 80 to 85. Any lingering showers end this evening, then some leftover clouds in mid-60s overnight. Should be drier on Tuesday, partly sunny, and again about 80 to 85. 60s with fair weather at night, mostly sunny on Wednesday in the mid to upper 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the number 9 Aggies won big against Arkansas Saturday. Also in the SEC, LSU fires Les Miles. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers fell to the A's while the Astros took down the Angels. In the NFL, the Cowboys best the Chicago Bears. And some sad news in sports as the world loses Arnold Palmer and Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
712, as far as weather is concerned, there's some stuff down in Corpus Christi that angles, I don't know, off to the northwest, all the way up to San Saba. So, and that's fairly significant activity. There's some over the Metroplex, but it always rains in the Metroplex, it seems like. But all of that is kind of just hanging down there. Nothing seems to be moving in our direction. Howsomever, we did get some rain yesterday.
We did.
Late in the afternoon, and in some places fairly significant. I'd been downtown at Texas Reds, and you know it had scattered the crowd because of showers, and didn't know if it was going to hold off for a while. Mm-hmm. And did Rodney Crowell was able to go on a little bit late, but then it started raining again down there. But I wasn't there Saturday, but I understand that the crowds were good on Saturday. And if you have an experience from Texas Reds you want to share with us, you can call us or you can text us. Either way,
heard it was a good time.
Let us know about all that kind of stuff. And again, we could still use some rain, and there is a 40% chance of rain in the forecast for today.
Yeah, so we could still use a little cooler temperature, too.
Well, that's also true, and tonight will be 67.
Nice.
Maybe get to open up the windows.
Chilly.
If you want to do that and kind of enjoy it, because I think we've had enough. I think we're smiling through September that we don't need 100 degrees anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're ready to stop mowing the lawn and doing things like that and actually being able to do some work outside without worrying about what time it is. That'll happen eventually, but we're just not there
just
yet.
Just waiting.
So, you know, if you're one of those people who's going to go for your PhD,
mm-hmm.
you got to find something that nobody's written on before, right? I mean, you need to do that. Mm-hmm. It just works better that way. So I would have thought this one was done already, but apparently not. The quest to find the perfect burrito started earlier this year as a joke between friends, and now a University of California, San Diego neuroscience PhD.
Oh, great.
Thinks he's found the formula. Scott Cole has developed a 10-dimensional rating system for burritos.
Wow.
Now, that's the thing. Okay, when it comes to, I don't know if connoisseur aficionado, I guess would be better. When it comes on a scale of 1 to 7, because I want to go to 10.
Okay.
All right, so... So, Brad, where are you when it comes to the burrito and an aficionado?
As far as being an aficionado?
Yeah, 1 to 7.
1 to 7. I'd say I'm probably about a 4. I mean, I know a good burrito when I have one, but I don't have any, I haven't done extensive research into which one's the best.
But will you settle for another one even if it isn't?
Depends on which one it is and which one it isn't.
Okay, yeah, well, I understand. Chelsea, your thoughts there?
Oh, yeah, I have to agree with Brad. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. So burritos aren't like my thing.
Okay.
But, you know, we've got some pretty good places here in town.
Some have been better than they are now.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say that.
That's true.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. And, of course, then a breakfast burrito is a different world, too.
Oh, yeah, that's completely different. A lot of people call those a taquito.
Yeah, but and if they do, that's a really sad situation because there are a whole lot better choices than that. But And again, I don't know. This is some guy in California. I mean, we've got his little items, and we'll go through them in a minute. But I think that because your choices are generally a little more limited in the breakfast burrito, I mean, you pretty much know what's in there and what's out there.
And then you've got, like, the smothered burritos that you have to eat with a fork.
Okay.
And there's
I mean, I understand that, but
I'm more of a fan of the portable.
Yeah. Carry it with you.
Yeah.
Yep. Foil, unwrap it.
Okay, so to test his rating system, Cole and his friends tried and rated 231 burritos around the San Diego area. The 10 items in his system for rating burritos, number one, volume. Is the burrito adequately full?
Yeah, that's a good criteria.
And that's the thing, because there's some fast food places where it's basically the size of a pen.
Right.
Oh, this is
it's
a burrito.
It's more of a
really?
Taco, because there's a difference between a taco and a burrito.
Yeah. Tortilla quality. Positive form and function.
It can't fall apart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature.
Mm.
Okay. Is it in the Goldilocks zone? No, just right. I like that, the Goldilocks zone.
That's awesome.
That is good. That is good.
Meat quality.
Mm, yeah.
You really want to think about that, but okay, fine. Fresh. Well, it says flavorful. I don't know that. I mean,
maybe seasoned. He was really looking for
the
like.
The thing is, you've got so many other flavors that go in there with the meat.
Yeah, plus that's so subjective, you know?
Okay. I mean, now, then, of course, the non-meat filling.
Right.
Is it balanced? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Meat to filling ratio. Is the burrito what you, in fact, ordered?
That's
a whole nother territory right there. Of course, if they're building it right in front of you, if it's not what you want, then it's your own dang fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Uniformity. Are the bites even in taste? Now, that's not going to happen.
That's tough. That's really tough.
I mean, you'd have to stick it all into a bowl and mix it all together.
Basically,
you can do that if you want to. Hello? Wait. Wait, I have to punch a button. It's Monday. Hello?
Yeah, I'm picturing this researcher as looking like the comic book guy on The Simpsons.
Well, there were several of them there that did that, so maybe they all look that way.
That's true.
Salsa quality. Is it good, and is there a choice?
Seems like a separate thing, you know what I mean? Like,
well, part of the flavor, I suppose.
Yeah.
Flavor synergy. What the?
What flavor synergy?
How do those flavors work together?
Look, what I'm betting is, and finally, is wrap integrity. Okay, does it stay together while you eat it? What I'm thinking is he had 9, and he thought he needed to have 10 criteria, so he came up with Flavor synergy.
Did they have a winner?
Well, I think he's just starting on the project.
They're cast into this. Okay,
that's what I'm hoping is the case, that we can learn more as
America's education.
Yep. That's what we're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I guess so. An inventor says he has an alcohol substitute that will get you drunk without a hangover.
Tell me more.
Are you drinking to get drunk? Are you doing that?
Well, you're definitely not drinking to get a hangover.
Okay, that's true. That's right. Okay, because depends on what the age is. The reason you might consume is different, but I guess the end result is, yes, the exact same thing without a hangover. All right, I'll research that and get back to you because, again, sounds to me like he's trying to make a little money off
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Kind of I've got two more food stories, but probably we need to spread them out a little bit.
Okay.
All right. Dutch bicycle manufacturer Van Moof has discovered that printing a picture of a flat-screen TV on their bicycle boxes reduced delivery damage by 70 to 80%. Now, that's pretty smart. Hello?
Give me Peppy Tacos.
All right. Well, that's fine.
All right.
Okay, if you're going for that, it works. Been around a long time.
Indeed.
Still pretty much the same product it was in the beginning. They haven't changed.
Mm-hmm. So printing a TV on the box for these bikes made the, like...
For some reason...
Male people handle it more gingerly?
Bicycles in big cardboard boxes have a tendency to get dropped or bashed or crushed by the delivery companies.
Huh.
They needed a solution, so they came up with that, which... That sounds pretty smart.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah, because it's not false advertising. The person who ordered it knows that they bought a bike.
Yeah, they know
they
what they're
doing. Yep. Later on, maybe this hour, probably a little later this morning, we're going to do the Ig Nobel Awards. We haven't, they were announced late last week. We didn't have time to get to them. But, for instance, a guy who put polyester pants on rats, he got an award.
I can't wait.
Should be fun, I would think. So Vin Scully, Los Angeles Dodgers, honored him, 88 years old, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame as a broadcaster in 1982, started doing the Dodger games in 1950.
Wow.
When they were still in Brooklyn. Jackie Robinson was a star player on the team. His 65 seasons with the club, obviously, is a record. He called 28 World Series, also a record, 13 for the Dodgers, 21 no-hitters, 3 perfect games, and asked that no one try to figure out how many games he'd done. And if you ever got to listen to Vin Scully, we talked about this last week, we had to listen to Lowell Pass and Gene Elston from the Astros. Mm-hmm. And so every once in a while you get to hear Vin Scully when you go up on the network.
Yeah.
But he still sounds basically the same. And in thanking the fans, I mean, he summed it up so well in one sentence. In thanking them, Scully said, "When you roar, when you cheer, when you are thrilled, for a brief moment, I am 8 years old again."
Oh, that's really cool.
No kidding. I heard that and just,
This is why people who want to get into baseball play-by-play can't, because people never retire.
Yeah, that's it. Well, okay, there's going to be somebody who will.
They stay there forever.
They do. Well, they love what they're doing.
I know, and that's awesome, though. That's awesome.
722.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. You're invited to the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st Annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning, Infomaniacs, on News Talk 1620, WTAW 723. So, needless to say that not many people like the Internal Revenue Service. And they've been in the news for all the wrong reasons, with all the servers that looking into conservative organizations.
Yeah.
They're trying to impeach the head of the IRS. So,
right.
They're thinking, okay, let's get some good pub out there. Let's figure out how we can get some favorable media attention. Let's do it. So tomorrow, the Internal Revenue Service will participate in an unveiling ceremony that it hopes will remind people of the positive things that agents for the Internal Revenue Service have done.
What?
At least one positive thing.
Unveiling one thing.
One thing. The agency is playing on the great American story of how Chicago mob boss Al Capone ended up in prison 85 years ago. And it wasn't the G-Men. It wasn't Elliot Ness's Untouchables. It was the T-Men. It was the Treasury agents from the Internal Revenue Service. Their investigative decision. That's right. It's some guy, you know, geeky guy with glasses and a briefcase. He's the one who brought down the mob monster.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Right. Well, here's the deal. Is they went on a raid in Kentucky, and they found there, apparently, the gun that belonged to Al Capone, a 38 caliber Smith & Wesson hand ejector military and police model pistol with a pearl handle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they say they've got the gun that Al Capone used to carry around when he was doing all that bad stuff.
Ooh.
And so, what year was this?
85 years
so
ago.
85 years ago is the last time they did something positive.
Well, now you're not,
that's what it sounded like, Scott.
No. You're trying to accentuate the negative, and they're trying to accentuate the positive. Yeah. So,
but you're right, Chelsea.
Yeah, but I know you are. So tomorrow, they are going to unveil this gun. And what had happened again? They found the gun, and they knew that was the kind that Capone had used. They found it apparently in 2004, but the government can't do anything quickly, so obviously it took them about 12 years to figure out that was actually the gun. And so the Capone gun, obviously very rare, and they're going to unveil it at the Mob Museum in Las Vegas. So it'll be there. So you can see it.
Well, good for them.
I know. So, and it's obviously.
I still don't feel better about the about the IRS.
At all.
So.
Well, but the thing is, they're donating it, you see, because the museum wouldn't be able to afford it. It's like in a strip center, okay? It's right next to a nail salon in Las Vegas.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Not like it's a big opulent museum.
I was going to say, I've never even heard of it.
Right. But now, you see, now the next time you go to Vegas, I know you're going to say, I got to go to the bomb museum
We've
so that I can see.
Got to see this gun.
This gun. Yeah, probably not. But anyhow, that's what they're going to do tomorrow. So watch for. We're trying to give you an idea. The idea is that the IRS has done a good thing.
A good thing, yeah.
They want you to be able to see it, and so anticipate a mountain right after the debate, a mountain of publicity tomorrow that will be good for the IRS, and we told you about it first.
Truth be told, your electricity comes from people power, from the hardworking efficiency of the men and women of your electric co-op. Their dedication to provide reliable, affordable electricity has kept families, friends, and neighbors connected for generations. And thankfully, people power is one energy source that you can always depend on. At Mid-South Synergy, we are your crew. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Good morning. It's the weather at 727. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Do still have a 40% chance of some showers lingering through here, but nothing nearby right now. Most all of it over in San Angelo going down toward Corpus Christi and that area right there. But the good thing is we do get northeasterly winds out of this today, which will make it pretty pleasant. 81 will be our high temperature, 67 for the low tonight. Then we'll be in the 80s all week long, and lots of sunshine for the balance of the week, it looks like, for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday especially. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 8, 96% relative humidity, and it's 73.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, this is one of the biggest oops in history. Insurance companies that happily signed onto Obamacare are tucking their tails between their legs and leaving in droves. Turns out that healthy people being forced to buy insurance didn't make up for massive expenses after all. Obama's promises were bogus. They're losing their shirts. So now the Obamacare insurance marketplaces in many states are teetering on the edge of collapse. And Democrats, who voted party line to ram Obamacare down our throats, are panicking. According to The Hill, Democrats now want Republicans to help them fix Obamacare. What kind of help? Well, 33 Democrat senators have signed onto a resolution calling for government to add a so-called public option to Obamacare, meaning they want the government to become the insurance company, a single-payer, 100% government socialized medicine option. Everything about Obamacare has been a lie, taking us to this day. People liked their plan, but they couldn't keep it. They liked their doctor, but they couldn't keep the doctor either. They were promised $2,500 a year savings. Didn't happen. Democrats passed this without a single Republican vote. Obama later bragged that he won the election, so he had every right to ignore Republican input. This is their baby. So there's just one answer, that Republicans should give to Democrats asking for help fixing Obamacare. It's a simple no, maybe a middle finger. You broke it, you fix it. Or just maybe let it wither on the vine.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irvy's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irvy's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1919. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1919.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
ANCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. ANCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit ANCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 73 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 6 months ago, the Bryan School Board extended Superintendent Tommy Wallace's contract through June 30th of 2019. Now the board has called a special meeting for Wednesday night to meet with lawyers about Dr. Wallace. Board President Doug Wonenberger was asked about Wallace's job status.
Is Dr. Wallace currently suspended or terminated?
No, he is not.
Wonenberger did not disclose what precipitated the special meeting with the district's lawyer.
We are meeting as a board on Wednesday to discuss issues pertaining to the superintendent's contract. The meeting will be in executive session. There will be no action taken. There's no action posted on the agenda that we could take.
Dr. Wallace has not responded to messages seeking comment. Bryan Police determined a lockdown last Friday morning at Rudder High School and Harvey Mitchell Elementary was due to a 17-year-old making a false report. According to the arrest report, Kristen Green told officers he called the high school and said someone with a gun was walking in front of Rudder. A more than $5 million street project in College Station begins as early as this week. That's the widening of Greens Prairie Trail between Reuter and Welburn Roads. The College Station School District is paying $435,000. Facilities Director John Hall told the school board that's their share due to a city traffic study related to the opening of the new Pecan Trail Intermediate School.
The city of College Station then uses that information that we've collaborated on, and they develop a capital improvement project to upgrade the road infrastructure in that area. And this is the same for this intermediate school as it is with a lot of the different new schools that we put on the ground.
Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the city council there will be reduced speed limit in the work zone through the construction period.
Because that is such a constrained right-of-way and existing pavement section, for the safety of all of our citizens and the construction team, we sought a reduction in the speed limit down to 25 miles an hour.
Weather permitting, completion is expected next July. Starting December 1st, new construction in College Station means the additional cost of impact fees. That's after the city council voted to phase in water and wastewater fees over a two-year period. The council was divided on how long to spread out the new fees. Julie Schultz was one of two who wanted developers to have 3 years to pay both fees.
I think we all agree that we have to do something. We need the revenue. No one is disputing that, at least they haven't to me, saying absolutely don't do anything. But I'd just like to see a softer impact on them.
Steve Aldrich was part of the 4-3 majority.
From the purchaser's perspective, is I'd rather live in a community that had a 47 cents per hundred ad valorem tax than I would a community that has a 63 cents per hundred ad valorem tax. I'd be paying this one time, and I'd be paying that
every year,
the entire time I lived in the community.
Carl Mooney voted no because he wanted 3 years for wastewater and 2 years for water.
Because I think the larger concern that anyone has is what we as a city can have an impact on the majority of the homes that are now, all of the homes that are being built with Welburn water.
Next month, the council starts final discussions on a transportation impact fee, followed by a public hearing in November. The first business at the last College Station City Council meeting was agreeing to settle a lawsuit against the city from a crash more than 2 years ago.
I would like to move that the city manager is hereby authorized to settle the lawsuit entitled Conrad Edward Julio versus the City of College Station in an amount not to exceed $215,000.
Blanche Brick read the motion that was unanimously approved. There was no further statement from the city about the lawsuit, and online court records do not indicate whether the plaintiff has agreed. The city was sued after a wreck in March of 2014 when a vehicle driven by Conrad Julio was stopped on Highway 30 because a vehicle ahead of his was on fire. He claims he was rear-ended by a city boom truck headed to the dump with a full load. According to the lawsuit, Julio was also paid more than $14,000 to repair his vehicle. He sought damages of almost $306,000. The state of Texas can proceed with cutting $350 million from a Medicaid program that has been providing therapy for disabled children. The Texas Supreme Court did not explain why it rejected a lawsuit filed by those attempting to continue access to speech and occupational therapy to 60,000 children. The Texas Attorney General's office has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to restore its newly weakened voter ID law after the November election. The request comes 2 months after a federal appeals court ruled that the state's 2011 law discriminated against minorities and the poor. And Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who is the chairman of Donald Trump's campaign in Texas, says Ted Cruz's endorsement did not come too late. Patrick, who had chaired Cruz's presidential campaign, hopes the Cruz endorsement will bring more Cruz supporters to vote for Trump. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
So I'm always telling you about the great deals that Suddenlink has going on. Like, for instance, right now you can get 50 meg internet for just $39.95 a month, but check this out. This is huge. I have never seen any sort of company do this before, let alone a cable company, but for a limited time, Suddenlink is waiving installation fees and they're providing same day installations. Let me say that again. Same day installations. If you call before noon, you can get installed today. And if you call anytime after noon, you can get installed the next day. That is unparalleled. I've never heard of anything like that. So, like I said, 50 meg internet for just $39.95 a month. You can get that right now. You don't want to miss out. This opportunity is going to be gone before you know it. So now is the time to switch to Suddenlink TV and internet. Give them a call, 866-324-5555. One more time, because this is same day installations and waiving of installation fees, 866-324-5555, or visit suddenlink.com for more information.
You're invited to the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball, Saturday, October 15th at Coulter Airfield, 6:30 p.m. to midnight. Enjoy an evening of live music by this year's headliner, recording artist Mark Chestnut, a tasty dinner, signature cocktails, live and silent auctions, games, plus tons of other fun you'll have to see for yourself. Support the American Cancer Society, save lives by helping people stay well and get well in the fight against cancer. It's the 21st annual Brazos County Cattle Barons Ball at Coulter Airfield.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here, your friend at Tom Light Chevrolet. It's that time again, model year closeout time. The absolute best time of the year to save on remaining 2016 Chevy cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. For example, right now get $13,400 off a new 2016 Silverado Crew Cab LTZ Z71. That's right, over $13,000 in total savings on the pickup powerful enough to tackle even the toughest jobs. Towing, hauling, off-roading, you name it, this truck does it. And with the most competitive internet pricing around at TomLight.com, you don't have to search all over the map to find an excellent closeout deal. We've got it right here off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. So come see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58509, 55425 MSRP, less 4532 dealer discount, less 8868 bonus tag with approved credit. TTNL Extra expires 9/30/16. See dealer for details.
At Professional Concrete Construction, if your home or office needs concrete, they do it. Specializing in residential, commercial, and decorative applications. James and Mike Croston at Professional Concrete Construction are experts in the Brazos Valley with over 25 years of experience. For home and metal buildings, foundations, patios, sidewalks, and driveways, call Professional Concrete Construction at 979-777-9201 and get a free estimate and list of local references. Click ProfessionalConcreteBCS.com for more info.
741, good morning, the Infomaniacs on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. We're checking weather right now. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Looks like we'll stay mostly cloudy for today with a few showers and thunderstorms passing on through. Temperature low 80s this afternoon. Could be a lingering shower this evening, then breaking clouds overnight, 65 by morning. A return of some sunshine Tuesday, partly sunny, low 80s. Fair weather at night in the 60s, and mostly sunny and warm Wednesday. High temperature well up into the 80s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs move up to number 9 with a big win over Arkansas Saturday. Meanwhile, LSU fires Les Miles. In the MLB, the Rangers fell to the A's while the Astros took down the Angels. In the NFL, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys best the Chicago Bears. And the world loses Arnold Palmer and Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez over the weekend. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, that was, I've watched a couple of episodes of this Being Brett Bielema, kind of interesting. He's an interesting kind of guy. He's got a wife who's way too good looking to be married to him.
Agreed.
And they're the little 30-minute shows I don't know, like his favorite dog, he has Yorkies. Okay.
Okay.
This guy was like a ginormous. He's a ginormous person.
I know. You could probably like palm one of them.
Yeah, pretty big fella. Anyway, and he's usually got something interesting or fun or at least off the top of his head that makes him entertaining.
Yeah.
But you know, I saw him interviewed after this game the other night, and he had no words that he could really say that you could say on the radio.
Gotcha.
He was really struggling to come up with ways to say, how did his team choke as badly as they did? But they really did. They got spanked pretty badly. And the game ended right at midnight.
Yeah.
Right at midnight.
Yeah.
And then, you know,
watching it on the East Coast was not fun.
Oh, did you? Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah,
because no,
I was gone this weekend.
Okay.
And it's been a long couple of days.
I imagine so. That's probably right. You're probably going to, you're not doing the news this afternoon, huh?
No.
Okay, that's good. All right, so you can catch up on the sleep and all that kind of thing. But, and it really was. It was fun after the nail biters that they had the last couple of years and overtime and all that to win it kind of. Going away, in a giggler.
And you know, Brett might be upset, but he's got his job still.
Yeah, that's true.
What is that about?
Man.
Les Miles.
All they could talk about was, all right, so no, he'll be fine because he survived last year because he whooped A&M and everybody was all right. And if you didn't see the end of the LSU game.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
oh, my God.
The clock ran out before they snapped the ball. How does that work?
And what a game to be fired for.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure. Yeah, because that was like the survival
you
bowl.
You go from winning and, you know, being so excited and the most ecstatic, you know, great, crazy play at the end to just kidding.
Yeah, didn't mean it. And
well, hey, can you imagine if they had been at LSU?
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, the refs
true.
Would have needed some major security.
Yeah,
to get
that
out
would
of
have
there.
Been bad.
Well, that's so, you know, well, those Cajuns take that seriously. Speaking of Cajuns, yeah. This Ogeron, he's from Louisiana. He talks like a Cajun. So they'll like that about him. But we'll see. Anyway, they got their own problems.
Indeed.
It sucks to be them. So tonight, how many people will be watching the football game and go, hey, let's check in on the debate? Or how many people will go the other way on this? Because there's this, you know, obviously there's going to be a football game after about 30 minutes going on the same time the debate is. My thought is more people would leave the debate and go over to the football game because you can only watch a clown car for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, what's interesting is that this is the anniversary of the first televised presidential debate.
Oh, is it?
Yep, okay. Nixon and JFK back in 1960. So, there you are. But, and the other thing is, this is anniversaries of television shows, too, because they all used to premiere about this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in a simpler age, kind of like when the new Cars came out, you wanted to watch the new shows when they came out. That was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that the Brady Bunch was horrible in 1969, but that's just because you didn't remember the Gilligan's Island in 1964, and you didn't remember the Beverly Hillbillies in 1962. Believe me, back in 1962, we thought the idea of these people who strike oil and move out to California has to be the dumbest thing that's ever been on TV. How little did we know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it got much worse.
Yeah.
Much, much
worse.
Well,
and that's why I really hesitate to say right now that the stuff that's on TV now is the worst thing that's ever going to be on TV, because that seems to be wrong every year.
Yeah, it just keeps getting better.
They do come out with one more thing. Now, Chelsea, you were not here when we did our trivia on trivia, were you?
Oh, I guess not.
Okay,
no,
so
no.
We'll share this and repeat it. We don't repeat stuff very often, but this one is interesting enough. If you took Latin in high school, you probably know this, but the word trivia is actually a plural of the word trivium. So if you only have one item of trivia, it's not trivia.
Oh.
If you have more than one item, then it's a plural and it would be trivia.
That's right.
It's true as stadium, stadia, data. Okay, datum and data. I mean, it's out there.
Interesting.
Oh, I didn't know about that, about the other stuff,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so there. That is why you listen. So you can take that to work today in the break room, lean up against the door frame and say.
So there's your piece of trivium today?
That's it.
That
exactly
right?
The way it should be. Exactly.
Right. Ryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Ryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with Remax than any other brand because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's Remax Bryan College Station.
It's Karistan Month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get two free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Whether we admit it or not, we parents measure our children. And that simply means we set all the standards that we expect from them, whether it's athletic or musical abilities, future career choices, or adopting our values as their own. We all have hopes and dreams for our children. But the bigger question is, what's the right standard for measuring how well our children are maturing? My wife Jean and I face that very issue. We now have two children from foster care living with us, and it's interesting to watch how our two boys have reacted to the change in our home. One of my sons is a straight-A student. He's meticulous with his homework and his time. He doesn't dawdle much or hang out with the new kids very often. He's got things to do. He loves them, but his attention is usually elsewhere. My other son, on the other hand, well, he struggles a bit in school, but he has all the time in the world to play with these kids. He loves to get on the floor and roll around with them. He's an awesome big brother. And one night, I thought about his heart for those children, in comparison to his efforts at school. I even asked my wife, what's the real report card here? I'm still growing as a parent, even though my boys are in their teens. One of the biggest lessons I've been learning lately is the importance of reminding myself what's really important in life. If I'm going to measure my children by a standard, I would like to see it be their character first and their schoolwork second. I think they will be successful in life with those choices. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? I know I would, and you can't do that with stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call now, 855-858-5807. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. You can trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, it was a big win for the now number 9-ranked Texas A&M football team as they made it 5 straight over Arkansas with a 45-24 win on Saturday. The momentum turned quickly when quarterback Trevor Knight, who already had 2 long touchdown runs, had another big play right after a huge defensive stand by the Aggies. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the win.
Happy for our players, you know, in a situation where, you know, it was a tight ball game, and I thought we made some adjustments at halftime as a staff. I thought our coaches did a nice job of explaining the plan, but also guys executing the plan in the second half.
Texas A&M has won 5 straight against the Razorbacks, all since joining the SEC in 2012. The Aggs next play at South Carolina at 3 p.m. on October 1st, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. In other college football, LSU has fired head football coach Les Miles and offensive coordinator Cam Cameron after an 18-13 loss at Auburn dropped the Tigers to 2-2. Defensive line coach Ed Orgeron has been promoted to interim head coach. In high school football, A&M Consolidated took down Waco 21-7. Meanwhile, College Station maintained its undefeated record against Bryan with a win, 65-7. Rutter lost to St. Pius X, 61-20. Meanwhile, Buffalo fell to New Waverly, 17-10. And St. Joseph Catholic beat Milano, 41-20. In Major League Baseball, out in Oakland, the Texas Rangers fell to the Athletics 7-1 on Sunday to avoid a series sweep. The Rangers, who clinched the AL West on Friday, fell into a tie with the Boston Red Sox for home field advantage in the playoffs. The Rangers start a 3-game series with the Brewers in Arlington, Lexington tonight at 7.05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6.30, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, in Houston, Joe Musgrove pitched seven strong innings. Evan Gattis, Tony Kemp, and Tyler White homered, and the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 4-1 Sunday to keep their playoff hopes alive. Houston began the day three games behind Baltimore for the second AL wildcard spot. The Astros start a fresh three-game series with the Mariners today in Houston at 7:10 p.m. In the NFL,
empty gun, Dunbar right slot, Beasley left slot, third and two, looking, standing, wings it down to the five, a strike, and banging in for a touchdown. Dez Bryant catches Dak Prescott's first career touchdown pass.
Dak Prescott led scoring drives on all four Dallas possessions in the first half before throwing his first career touchdown pass, and the Cowboys beat the Chicago Bears 31-17 Sunday night. Rookie fourth overall pick Ezekiel Elliott had his first 100-yard game for Dallas, finishing with 140 yards on 30 carries and a 14-yard run where he hurdled safety Chris Pruszynski. In Miami Beach, authorities say Marlins ace pitcher Jose Fernandez and two others were killed when their 32-foot vessel slammed into a jetty. A spokesman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says none of the victims wore a life jacket and that there was no immediate indication that alcohol or drugs were the cause of the crash. And with more sad news from the sports world, here's Fox News' Matt Napolitano.
The U.S. Golf Association announcing Sunday the death of one of the most popular players in the history of the sport, Arnold Palmer, aptly nicknamed the King, passed away after longtime health issues. Palmer became a superstar of golf, known for his charismatic persona and his entertaining demeanor, relating the sport to the common man. His personality earned the attention of Pioneer sports agent Mark McCormick, who signed Palmer as his first client in 1960. Palmer would go on to take victory in 62 PGA Tour events, the fifth most all-time, with seven of those wins coming in major tournaments. He would be one of the 13 original inductees into the World Golf Hall of Fame, sworn in 1974, and would win the PGA Tour Lifetime Achievement Award in 1998. He would also be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2004. Arnold Palmer was 87. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Thanks, Matt. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Shop today for Christmas at Amish Furniture for Generations. Holidays are coming up. And as we've told you, Amish Furniture for Generations is an experience in shopping for furniture like none other. The reason is you get a chance to see a piece of furniture. You like the style. Well, maybe you'd like to have a different wood. Well, no, maybe you'd like to change this. So you do get a chance to basically custom build that piece of furniture. It's bench built by an Amish craftsman, obviously in America, and then it's shipped down here. So it's not the kind of thing that they're going to put on the truck and give you today. But for the perfect dining room or bedroom or family room or office piece of furniture, Amish Furniture for Generations is the answer. So shop right now and save. You can browse the selection they have on the floor. Lots of catalogs for Kent to show you as well. But handcrafted pieces with solid oak, cherry, maple, combined with the attention to detail that you just won't find anyplace else. Amish Furniture for Generations, they're on Boonville Road just past Kroger. And give them a call if you want to, 774-4500. All furniture made in the U.S. by Amish Craftsman. That's Amish Furniture for Generations.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595 minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the Infomaniacs, about 2 minutes till. Kind of a low cloud deck out there this morning, and we still have a chance of some showers, but there's not anything nearby right now. Okay, it's time for your saying it wrong. All these years, you've been saying it wrong.
Okay.
So we're going to tell you what's correct, and then you decide what you want to do, okay?
All right.
So that Chase Lounge thing?
Uh-huh.
Chase Lounge, okay? First of all, it's not spelled that way. It's L-O-N-G-U-E, okay?
Okay.
And it's said Chase Lounge.
Chaise
Lounge.
Right.
Definitely going to start using that, okay?
Chomping at the bit? No, that's wrong. It's champing at the bit.
Ah, now, yes.
It makes sense because the bit goes in the horse's mouth, but the word champ used to be used for grinding your teeth. Okay, so it's champing at the
champing
bit.
Champing at the bit.
Okay. It's not sherbet. It's sherbet. Okay.
Sherbet.
Not okay. Sorbet.
No.
That's something
that,
different.
That GIF thing, that computer graphic image. How do you say that?
Yeah.
GIF.
GIF?
Mm-hmm.
That's from GIF.
That's the guy.